Thank you. Caltrans, any?
No questions.
Okay. Panel members, any questions?
Yes.
Ms. Olson.
Yes, we have any?
We'll just go down the line.
Go for it.
This is like us ordering dinner. Okay. Okay. So I'm still confused about isolated pool B. So did Caltrans indicate to MCM that it was okay or somehow authorized to discharge into isolated pool B as well as the biological monitor?
I get the impression that everybody thinks that as a contractor, we go out here and just do whatever the heck we want to do. And that's just not the case. Isolated pool B was under great discussions. We talked about it many times. We talked about the rock face and the impracticalities of being able to go anywhere else. And you want another kind of rule of thumb in Caltrans is that you always want to try to settle everything at the lowest level. So when you've got biologists there, which we don't typically have on projects, you've got Caltrans RE's consent, and you got everybody that's there involved is saying, yeah, it looks like it's a pretty good place to go, then that's what we did.
You testified also that at one point you removed a backhoe from the project because of excessive leaking. Do you recall around what year that was or when?
I'm not sure. I think it was this first year.
And then you also testified that you had a cleanup guy who was there just to do cleanups.
That's correct.
Was he on the site the whole entire time of the project, or when was he hired?
It was actually a woman laborer, and she was there. I don't know what date she was hired. We also, to supplement that, in partnering with Caltrans, we also had an additional sweepy overstaff. His name was Joe Cartwright, and he was there specifically to also aid and assist in managing the sweepy events. That's another personnel that we don't typically have on a project.
Okay, great. Thanks. I have a couple, Mr. Payne. You'd mentioned that you had fit CMPs in for the trestle bridge, and then you couldn't drive sheet piles. Is that a physical constraint or a regulatory requirement?
It's both in this case.
Yeah, I mean, you just had shallow bedrock right there, so you couldn't have driven an effective sheet pile anyway. Or
that's correct.
Okay, no problem. And then secondly, the decking on that bridge, there were 6x12s?
There are 12x12s.
12x12s, even bigger. And those are reused from other projects, right?
Yes.
Okay, thought so. Thanks. And Mr. Bieber, question for you. In your opinion, you're saying that qualitative observations for taking turbidity measurements can be acceptable. Clearly, for somebody with your credentials and experience, you can have calibrated eyes for doing something like that. And I guess maybe in dual for Mr. Payne, was the person who was there making those observations on behalf of MCM, did they have some experience in doing that? I understand when we're talking about a 20% increase over background turbidity, when turbidity coming in is zero, it's pretty easy to understand what background conditions are. And if you create a plume, well, we know it's there. And looking at its efficacy moving downstream, then in some instances, then certainly that's appropriate. But was there some sort of training involved with that person to be able to make those calls?
Justin Porteous was the person who did those tests for us, and
right.
He was trained.
Okay, great. Thanks. That's all I have. Any other members? Okay. Thank you very much.